It's 8:12 on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. 43 degrees, beautiful Thursday morning. Thanks so much for listening to the program. Ed Sarpolis is with Target Insight. He's one of the smartest guys I know when it comes to politics. And I want to get his take on a Republican state representative who has switched from, I don't know why I think this, Ed, but he's kind of gone either to or from the dark side. what do you think?
Well, first of all, you have to know Roy Smith for a number of years, and I've had the privilege of actually working with him, negotiating with him, lobbying with him politically. Politically, I would say Roy Schmidt is a businessman. He's always lean Republican. When he ran the first time for the state house, because of some of the issues he concerned about, he entered the primary as a Democrat, and that's how he won. I think where people are upset with him, not the fact that he switched parties, I mean, everybody, if you're a Democrat, you prefer that that did not happen, is the way the fact that he accepted money from the Democratic caucus. He used the Democratic caucus volunteers to go door-to-door for him over the last couple weekends. He borrowed money from the Democrats, so went around the House asking for money for his race and his office. And I think the bad blood here is that I've been at this 40-some years, and people have switched parties in the past. It's the way it was done, and that's what's upsetting the Democrats. Now, on the political side, this makes it even much harder for the Democrats to regain control of the state house, even if Barack Obama does take a majority of the state, around 54% in my analysis, which I sent to everybody about a week ago. So instead of shooting maybe for what was potentially on a good year, 56 seats, now you're looking at 55, which is a tie. And most likely the Democrats now, as Barack Obama done very well, we get somewhere on the high side, 52 or 54, as low as 49 seats.
Do you think this will hurt his effectiveness in doing his job?
No. I think the effectiveness would come down is that if he's going to produce a bill that's going to require Democratic votes, but that's where he's going to find a hard time. The Republicans, assuming they retain control, which everybody assumes that's the case, then he's the majority party, and as long as he can count on the votes. The only time he'll have a problem is that he produces a bill that would require more than a simple majority, or he needs two-thirds. That's when the Democrats may push back on him.
There's been speculation that Roy Schmidt has received some favor from the Republicans for switching, getting in into some different positions in some committees, and also he will get help with his campaign. Have you heard any of the same things? Do you think that could be behind the switch?
No, I think this has more to do about what he wants to do with his future, where he wants to go, and whether he was a Democrat or Republican, both parties were going to help him in his race. They were going to help him raise money. They were going to go door-to-door. Even Speaker of the House Jason Bolger said today that he was not going to be able to beat Roy Smith if he ran as a Democrat. So that's not an issue of that. I think you have to look at what is his long-term goal. He's term-limited after this cycle, and if he's going to, it's probably more likely the fact he wants to run for state senate in 2 years, and in the Senate seat in Grand Rapids, that's much more Republican than Democrat. So he's more looking out for his political future.
Do you think this incident will hurt him in that race?
No. 2 years is a long time in politics.
give me your take on, there's a latest Fox News poll that has a lot of undecided voters jumping on the Barack Obama bandwagon. And I've been bebopping around the internet the last few days, and a lot of polls are leaning that way. Is the governor starting to pull away, or excuse me, the president starting to pull away from Governor Romney, or is it way, way too early to look into these polls yet?
I'm glad to see that your 1950s child was bebopping around. That was the... I had to say that. That just caught me off guard.
I'm a bebopper, Ed. Come on.
Okay. I would have to say what's happening here is that we saw in the last week and a half, Governor Romney was getting the boost in the polls because people were locking into him as now accepting him as the Republican nominee. What's happening again is that Mitt Romney this week, over the last week, has gone silent. He won't talk to reporters. He won't answer questions. And the Democrats have turned up the heat on him. And independents now begin looking at, okay, who's this Mitt Romney? He's not available. He's not talking about issues or things that they're concerned about. So this is back and forth. The other thing you have to look at in the surveys are the polls of registered voters or likely voters. And so that's going to switch back and forth. But I think the movement of independents right now, Barack Obama, that's important for one thing. I would say about 70% of the voters make up their minds who they're going to vote for in November, somewhere between May 30th and mid-June. And so it's important if that movement continues, because that's where the bulk of voters lock in their vote before the fall election.
Will the bullying issue have any effect on Romney?
I think it's part of a package. It by itself will not defeat him or cause him problems, but it creates a pattern of what he says he is and what he does. That's where that comes into play. I think you're looking at more of the Bain Capital issues, which is driving home more of a bigger problem for him right now. That's the area that he refuses to take questions on, even reported, even asked to ask questions in this last week.
All right, Ed, it's time for me to bebop, scoot, get out of here, whatever works for you. Ed Sarpolis is with Target Insight. Thanks so much, sir.
Bye-bye.